There's a distinctly maritime theme to our Lenten podcasts this year. Apostleship of the Sea Port Chaplain, Father Colm Kelly, is inviting us to haul anchor and set out on a 40-day voyage on the high seas that will lead us to the very foot of Christ's cross. So, during our Lenten voyage, why not listen to Father Colm's reflections and consider how we can allow the Lord to renew us on our journey.
Go and wash in the pool of Siloam. So the blind man went off, washed himself, and came away with his sight restored. Day after day, the same old routine, same conversations, same faces, and sadly in this ship often the same food. For life at sea can be very monotonous, except of course when a storm rages and fear soon takes the place of boredom. We often talk about our fears, about what would happen if the storms got the better of us, and we think of our families and our loved ones. How could they cope without us? And I don't mind admitting that sometimes I get very angry. In Lent, we often give up things. Most of the crew said that they've given up chocolate for Lent. And I think to myself, well, that's very easy for them. We haven't seen chocolate in months. But I have set myself the task of reading and thinking about the readings of Lent, what we'd be listening to in church if we were back home with our families. This morning I read the gospel story of the cure of the blind man, and it got me thinking not only about physical loss of sight, but about the many different types of blindness around us. In the seafarer's world, I sometimes hear the phrase sea blindness. Not exactly sure what that's supposed to mean, but it makes me think that we, as a group, are taken for granted, or worse still, people don't even know that we exist. Goods arrive in the shops, but people often don't know how they got there, and certainly there's no understanding of the difficult lives that seafarers lead to make all the choices in our shops possible. And do the shipping owners really know the kind of lives we lead? A world filled with uncertainties of job security, the state of the ships that we take around the world, and of course the worries about our families, whom we rarely get a chance to communicate with during long months at sea. Hey, but there I go again, complaining about my lot and finding others to blame for the things that make me anxious. And all this complaining can make me blind to the many blessings in my life. Do you get like that sometimes? Being obsessed with what is wrong and finding someone to pin the blame on, and in the process blinding yourself to the many wonderful things that God has given you, not least his great love for you, for me, and for all that he has created. Even in the gospel story of the man born blind, the people around him were trying to blame his condition on those closest to him. It must be something to do with the lives they lead, or mistakes from the past. Yes, they had to find someone to blame. With all this talk of blindness, let's think about our ability to see. How well can I see? I can see very clearly how my fellow crew get things wrong. I can see very clearly when I want to criticize people for not being up to the tasks in hand. My vision is perfect when it comes to seeing the many faults and failings of all those around me. But surely all this is very one-sided. What am I missing? Maybe we are blind to where the Lord wants to lead us, blind to the many ways that God wants to love us. If we can't see how much God loves us, then all we see is our own weakness. Often the mystery of God's love for us is beyond our understanding. We just don't get it. And in this gospel story about blindness, the man was cured, but people didn't seem to get it. His neighbours and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, "Well, it might just look like him." No one could even recognise him because his life had been changed. John tells many stories of blindness in his gospel, disciples on the road to Emmaus who didn't recognize Jesus, Mary Magdalene in the garden after the resurrection. She thought that Jesus was the gardener. At sea, our eyes have to be sharp, focused. Our eyes need time to adjust to different light. When I take over a night watch on the bridge, I ask for the leaving watchman to stay with me for a while until my eyes can refocus and adjust to the darkness. So perhaps I need to make a resolution in this voyage of Lent. I need to pray that my eyes will not be blinded by prejudice or by suspicion. Lent is a process of having our eyes opened to see and hope and love as Jesus does. Lent is about reforming our seeing, our hoping, and our desiring. The invitation of Jesus to the man born blind is clear, and it's the very same invitation to each one of us. Go, wash, see.